Tina Lewis, Tina, T-I-N-A, Lewis, L-E-W-I-S. Date of birth is September 7th, 1955. This is for date of service, 4/13/2023. Mrs. Lewis is a 67-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding her hypothyroidism management. She was diagnosed with hypothyroidism over 20 years ago. She also has a history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, obesity, arthritis, cirrhosis of the liver, vitamin D deficiency, chronic kidney disease, stage 3, and insomnia. For her hypothyroidism, she is on levothyroxine, 150 micrograms daily. She reports symptoms of dry skin, fatigue, and changes in her weight. She has a coronary artery disease and has 4 cardiac stents placed in 2022. The patient also has a history of Hashimoto's with TPO antibodies greater than 600 and thyroglobulin antibody level at 2,250. Plan number one for her hypothyroidism. This is consistent with Hashimoto's thyroiditis. Her TPO antibodies are greater than 600 and thyroglobulin antibody panel. Her thyroglobulin antibody level is 2,250. At this point, my recommendation is to reduce inflammation via lifestyle modification and continue the levothyroxine 150 micrograms daily. Next number for her type 2 diabetes. The patient states that she is on Jardiance 10 milligrams once daily. However, this gives her yeast infections, and she is on Novalin N 50 units at bedtime, which I am going to change to Traceba 40 units once daily, and I will start her on Ozempic 0.25 milligrams once weekly for 4 weeks, then increase to 0.5 milligrams weekly thereafter, and hold the Jardiance therapy since this gives her yeast infections. She also failed metformin therapy due to GI side effects. Next number for her hypothyroidism, continue the levothyroxine 150 micrograms daily. Next number for her hypertension, continue current therapy. Next number for her hyperlipidemia, she is on lovastatin 40 milligrams daily, and check a current lipid panel. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.